Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, ho, ho! In the Santa way. Not in the slut way. If you guys are looking for a Christmas gift for one of your huggy pals, why not get them a Patreon membership? They get access to over 113 extra episodes. They can get discounted tickets for our tour shows. You can see all the live shows videos. So treat a hog to the Patreon. Or treat yourself because you're also a hog. Slay.
Or
in
treat
the
a hoe.
Way. Or treat a hoe.
Treat a freaking hoe.
Merry Christmas.
They. Episode 113 of Trusty Hogs.
You're no, wait, did we just get me saying you're going to blow your clit off?
Like, you don't say that on the podcast.
Never. I would never.
Helen Bauer, you would always. I'm Catherine Bohart. This is Trusty Hogs, the podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives.
With
and
up.
Also where we try to tell you how to fix your lives when you send us in your problems. Occasionally we do that like, ooh, approx 2 years after you wrote in the problem. But we're really trying.
Are we?
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
We're trying.
It's a big day today.
Helen, how are you?
Yeah, thriving.
Why is
thank
it a big
you.
Day?
How are you?
Well, I'm a little bit pissed off, if I'm honest.
Oh, no.
Well, you lost.
Oh, let me say one good thing.
No, you walked in here and you were like, I've just been to the beauty salon. I even got a facial.
I did.
Now, Helen, how many times in the last year have you agreed to get a facial with me, had me book the facials?
Oh, no.
And then had me cancel the facials. And then rearrange the facial, and then had me book the facial, and then had me cancel the facial, then had me book the facial.
It was
three times.
Once.
Check your email.
Once.
Check your email.
You cancelled it for me. Once I cancelled it for you, and I said we both had COVID.
Because it was your change of plan.
No memory. And that was it, just twice. And I did actually.
You went from once to just twice.
Okay, but twice, once me, once you.
But it's crazy that you, both your cancellations.
No, Catherine.
Both your cancellations. And it's wild that you came in and just told me that you got a facial. Please tell me you didn't get it at Cowshed.
Yes, I went all the way up to Notting Hill.
They have other ones.
To get a facial.
They have other ones.
No, I got it down the road from me.
Great.
Sorry, Catherine.
Also, it's reasonable that you might have gone to Cowshed since I bought you a voucher for it.
I know, but I want to use it with you.
Fuck you. No,
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You could have texted me and we could have got facials.
This.
Your
don't.
Eyebrows are moving weirdly. Explain yourself.
I got an eyebrow perm. Because I didn't know. No. Right. Let me talk you
Why
through
are
what
they
actually.
So stiff?
No. Fuck you. Let me talk you through what happened. Basically, I was supposed to be in Vienna this week. The trip crumbled.
Well,
it
yeah.
crumbled to fuck. Okay. Because yeah. everyone's got other things to do and they're flaky.
Okay. I mean, anyway. Arguably, my feelings about you and facials, but go on.
So no memory. So basically, I had these like couple of days free. So like, I saw a friend, I saw my cousin,
and it's like,
no, because it was
get a call or a booking or a facial.
Do you want to do a facial this week?
Do I want to hang out? Yes. Do I know you've already had a facial? Yeah.
What's the limit on facial numbers?
Fuck you. You can't have two in 1 week.
Yes, you can.
Only if you want to break out. You'll be full of oils.
I've already broken out.
Well, then don't stick more on there. We'll have it in the new year.
You have to use BHA and AH in my cleanser, which I do now. Thank you to Sainsbury's.
Huh.
They sell face wash.
But just again, why are your eyebrows so crunchy?
Okay, so I was like, it was like 11 p.m.
They're like hard to the
touch. It was at 11 p.m. Tuesday night booking. And I was like watching something.
Wait, you went at 11 p.m. or you booked at
11? No, I booked at 11 p.m. at night, right, on Treatwell.
Right.
Which is like the UK's, like, you just book in a beauty service
anywhere you want.
We're not
sponsoring them when they're not giving
us any money. It's incredible.
They're not sponsoring us, so we don't need to advertise them. Go
shout
on.
Shout out Treatwell.
No, stop shout outing me. Don't shout out big brands. So far, Sainsbury's and Treatwell have had a shout out, but I can't get a coffee? Can we please? Come on.
So basically, I was like watching something and the woman in it got a facial. And I was like, I want to do a facial tomorrow. And I had nothing on in the afternoon. So I was like, great. So I went onto a website that helps you find beauty salons near you with available spaces the next day. Slay. Like Treatwell.
No, we're slay.
Okay. So, and I went on it and I was like, oh my God, a facial. So I booked that in. And then I was like, oh, I'll have a look at what else they do. Because I was like, let's go crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's Christmas, let's treat myself. Yeah. And I was like, brow lamination or lamitation or laminate.
Lamination, you got
lamination,
yeah,
lamination,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, brow lamination. And I was like, ooh. So I assumed that was when they just sort of make it look like really tidy for like 4 to 6 weeks. And then that's it, right?
I assumed it's like put it in a little plastic pocket and then like, yeah, run it through a machine and then you have them.
You're happy with that. You know what they say, you get your facial beauty salon, you get your brows laminated, Ryman.
Am I right?
She's not wrong. It's just good for clean fun.
Yeah. It would be wipe clean fun if they were actually laminated. The point.
You like laminating too much.
I love laminating so much. I have a laminator.
But I genuinely thought that's what it was. Just 4 to 6 weeks of just sort of nice brows. So I like, you know, you just like book it online. So I was like, okay, facial. And I got that. It was like, a pure hydro facial? Because it was a deep cleanse option. I was like, I wash my face. I don't need that. I'm not wasting
my money.
Yeah, often.
Every day?
In poo.
And no.
Then, they book that. Then the next morning, they call me all in a tiz being like, wait. If you get your brows laminated, you can't have your face wet for 24 hours. Like, what are you doing with a facial as well as that? And I was like, I don't know what a brow lamination is, actually. I'm just trying it out. I want facial, though. And they went, like, you've never even been here before. You have to get, like, a patch test if you're going to get your brows laminated. And I was like, what for, like, a brow? To get your patch test? Like, I'm not getting my eyebrows dyed. And they went, no, you get them tinted with it. And I was like, oh, I don't need that. Then they were like, right, do you want to just come in at 3 and we'll just see what we can do and we'll just tick off as much as possible? And I was like, okie dokie, my name's Helen. And the woman on the phone was like really laughing and you could tell she was like fighting to be professional, but by the third phone call she'd given up. She was like, yeah, it's me again, you've really fucked this, babe. And I was like, this is so humiliating. So then I toddle on down to the beauty salon.
Okay.
And I go in and I've never been there before because I'm not really a beauty salon person. And I walked in, I was like, hi, I'm Helen. They went, how are you? Because I've been a nightmare on the phone. And I get my facial and like, obviously I forgot this about facials. They start by asking you what your skincare routine is.
Yeah.
And I know that you have to lie. Otherwise, it's just like.
Well, you don't need to be told. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We're like, obviously not doing it.
So you have to be like, oh, I cleanse, tone, serum, eye cream, moisturize,
vitamin
morning
C, hyaluronic acid. I'm doing eye creams, whatever you need me to say so we can get on with this.
And then she was like, you're not using a vitamin C serum.
There it is.
And I was like, wait, because I thought I'd covered everything. I said multi-peptide.
Whoa,
I said Matrixyl. I said hyaluronic. I said every word I could possibly think of that was like in GCSE science. And she was like really struggling. And then she went, you don't use vitamin C. And I was like, here we fucking go, bitch.
Oh my God.
So
they are there to sell,
I now
sell,
have a vitamin
sell.
C
of
serum.
Sell,
that,
sell. That,
but I bought it at TK Maxx, so jokes on them.
Oh.
And I got this facial, and one of them was like a metal ball that made it feel like someone was massaging my brain, like wires were going into my brain.
In a good
But she
way?
Said it was normal. So people usually hate it. And I was like, I fucking love it, if anything.
Okay,
love.
Nice.
And then I got the brow lamination. I was like, oh, well, I don't need them tinted.
No, you didn't, because
I've got like
a brow lamination.
Okay, what is it again? Lamination.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like,
And did they tint them?
So we waited. I literally sat in a prep for 2 hours waiting to go back to get my brows done. Because you can't do it straight away. I also spent £46 in a witchy shop on candles.
Wait, you waited 2 hours to get something you didn't even know what it was at the...
I spent about £200
this day. And they did this to you? And what is this?
Turns out I've had my eyebrows permed. What? Which means that now...
But they're not curly. They're so straight and
look,
stiff.
Look, so what it is... Is that, and then I didn't get my face wet for 24 hours. Right. Obviously, I vitamin C'd around it.
Of course.
But they're really strong. So basically, I can mold them into any shape I want and they just stay there. So like...
No. No.
Isn't that insane?
No, put that away. I don't
Can you see that?
Oh like, my God,
I can do anything because they've been permed.
What?
And then at one point she was like, remember your eyebrows because they've been permed, you're going to need to moisturise them. And I was like, ah! And she was like, no, seriously, I'd condition your eyebrows. So yesterday I conditioned them with like Aussie 5 minute miracle on my eyebrows. So Neil says I look like a freak.
I mean,
and this is me now.
They're standing up straight.
Yeah, because that's how strong they are. So I think what it is, it's supposed to be for Gen Z because, you know, they love that look. That look, the like I'm from a wind tunnel.
Elderly people also like that sometimes. Like those,
no,
those
they
women
don't.
Who have been facelifted are like a wind tunnel-y.
Yeah, but not with the eyebrows. Like,
sorry, you've just reminded me of the most horrific email I got yesterday, which we'll circle back to. Well, okay, fine. You want to hear this?
Yeah, because I think we're done with my eyebrows.
Oh my God!
Don't do it.
Can you
do not do it?
Can you put them back, please? They're freaking me out.
Is that right?
It's closer to yep. right.
So I have to have now I've got to buy an eyebrow brush. Well, which God knows why that exists.
I really thought it would be news that I'd gotten my eyelashes and eyebrows tinted this
it is.
Week because they look great. Thank you for saying so.
Also, don't you love that we both went to the beauty
parlor?
We
were both like, it's Christmas, let's get some work done. No, but yesterday, get this. So I had a meeting with a production company, talked about an idea.
Which one?
I won't get into any names.
Oh, I want to know.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, slay.
£5 for charity. So then they were like, great. They took notes while I talked. I was like, okay, we're really getting on. This is so good. It seems like it went well. They emailed my agent afterwards and were like, so sorry, the channel's actually looking for a Gen Z lead on this. And I know that casting is protected and so it's not technically illegal, but like, yikes, I felt old. I was like, am I old enough for ageism?
Wait, just to check... This wasn't your script.
No.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were saying like you went in with your script. They bought the idea and then they went, but.
No, but they were like, it was like to front a documentary. It wasn't like oh, we need somebody to like, to take blood from for the elixir of youth to be made of. It was just like, we just need someone to walk down the street while talking to a camera.
And do you think they thought that you probably were young enough, but they met you in person and changed their mind?
No. Later on, genuinely.
Because they were clearly up for it, otherwise they wouldn't have wasted their time on the meeting. Oh, bless you. Do you think when they went in,
straight
you were like...
afterwards, I was talking to Ellen about the bins at the front because there's a bin situation and they don't feel like the regularity is clear to us all. And she was like, do you think this is why? And I was like... And then also, when I went out to tell Ellen, I didn't tell her what job it was. And she was like, oh, is this about this other voiceover job that I didn't get? And I was like, no, it's about this thing. And she was like, oh, cool. And I was like... This is hell.
And did you not get the other voiceover job because your voice is aging?
They gave it to a TikToker who's 21.
Slut. But that's different. That's in reference to a TikToker.
We will be donating all of these.
No.
We will be donating all of these to Age UK.
No, I picked my charity.
This week it's Age UK. Last week it was yours. I have to listen to them. This week it is Age UK. Girlies, I'm too
actually,
old
HUK
for comedy.
They
apparently,
need someone to talk to on the phone.
Also, can we talk about
those adverts?
They do. They need someone to talk to.
That's
they
so just need to...
They are. So let's just give them their money, okay? Your money specifically.
They don't need money. They need people.
Oh my God!
That... Do you think they like this podcast?
They should totally listen to us on a slower speed and quietly. But also, Helen,
I'm going to volunteer for the phone lines.
I love Age UK. I volunteered for them during COVID.
Did you? Great.
Yeah. I built. I just packed boxes in a warehouse every Wednesday.
Oh yeah, of course you did. I forgot about that.
But like, it's such a worthwhile charity, and also like, it's really appreciated, and it's.
I'm gonna get on the phone lines.
You'd be gorgeous on the phone lines.
I'm gonna test how quickly they'll hang up.
You'd be gorgeous.
I'm lonely, but not lonely enough. It's all right, love. You're all right, love.
Yikes.
Tell me about the war.
Also, I wish there was a phone line system that just was an operator to put them in touch with each other. Because when you talk to like some of them, you're like, oh, I ultimately don't have enough in common with you. But if you could just talk to another older person, then you would do, and that'd be nice.
So sort of like not our problem. Just let them fix it amongst
themselves. No, I just mean like have a friend who's actually lived through the wars
but
you
Catherine,
have.
You're probably old enough. Hey, because we were talking, it's a callback to when you didn't get the job because you were too haggard. Hello.
Did you see Fern Brady's tour poster?
The milking one.
It's everything, and I am changing topic. It's everything. I personally will be going to see the tour show because I think she's the best comedian on the circuit, but also you should go see it just because of the poster. I'm sorry. It's
she's
amazing. Yes, I know. She texted me. I'm so excited, but also seriously, go see her tour. Also this week, why do I do it every time? When I get anxious about something business related, I'll be like, I can cut my own layers. I know I messed it up last time, but I can do it.
But you can. Your hair looks so good.
No, but my hair only looks good because I had to go get a fucking blow dry, because when it dries curly, obviously, this is like here. And now I'm back to a fringe again. And I can't have a curly fringe again. It was a bad time of my life. And I regretted it then.
Oh my God.
And I still regret it now, but I won't do it again. So I guess I'm stuck in a blow dry loop until it grows again.
Wait, are you going to go back to like getting your hair blow dried once a week?
No, but like...
Oh, like an influencer.
Like an old lady.
Like an old lady. Yeah. Just you with the ladies with the magazine wraps. Yeah. What's Kate and Will up to this week? Are they going for a fourth? She's a bit old now. I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't risk
she's
it.
She's not Gen Z, I'll tell you that much.
No, but that
and
family
that's
genetics.
All anybody cares about. Oh,
also,
God.
With Uncle Andrew running around, you don't want another nipper.
It's so funny that you...
Well, you wouldn't. If you had a paedophile in the family, you wouldn't bring in more kids,
Stop
would you?
It, Helen. You're right, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. I'd you actively wouldn't. Not. I'd be like, you know what? Fucking leave it.
Don't.
That's enough of a temptation.
Supply demand.
Call it where it is. That'd be mental. Get a dog.
Should we bring on our guests?
Oh,
we're
we could.
We're not bringing on our guests to that. We're not bringing on our guests.
We brought on guests to us.
Love it.
Okay, fine.
But your hair genuinely looks amazing. And I know you're saying like it brings you back to the fringe time. But it...
Thanks.
I think you could do that yourself.
Thanks.
That blow dry and pull across. Because it doesn't...
I'll try.
It's not as...
But I want it to be curly. I preferred it curly because it was getting somewhere, and now I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to mess that up. Anyway, look, we are where we are.
Look, we're beauty women. I had my hair done as well. We're all beautiful here.
Did you have your hair done?
Yeah.
Lovely. What did you have done?
Did it myself.
What did you have done?
I didn't. Cut.
Gorgeous.
And
dye?
Yeah. In the hair. Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe it's
Hello?
Highlights.
What?
What's it called?
Eek.
Balayage.
Huh? Is it?
I don't know.
Where?
Thank you, Valentina.
Lovely.
Once again,
sponsored
I do not
Sainsbury's.
Remember
huh?
what
Is
we
it?
Did,
what?
But it looks lovely and now I own rollers.
Did you book it on Treatwell?
No, I text her.
You didn't own rollers?
I now do for my first time ever.
So I'm old, but today you wanted to talk about, and you've written it on the board, everybody loves Raymond and you
Best
own rollers.
Ever. Can I talk about Everybody Loves Raymond and the extras? It's
everybody
such
does
a good show.
Love Raymond. Let's be honest, guys. It's a good show. So please, everybody, welcome Olga Kong! Hello, it's Catherine from Trusty Hogs. I'm going on tour with a new show called Again with Feelings in 2024. And I beg of you, all I want for Christmas is for you to buy tickets. And you can totally palm it off as gifts for your loved ones, your enemies, your exes, your friends, your allies, your genuinely, I don't mind who, your teachers. Get them gifts for my show. They'll have a nice time. I'm a nice girl. I'll be nice ish. And I think it's going to be good. So you should probably also come. Do you want to come? Again with Feelings. You can find tickets on catherinebohart.com or I've linked them in my Instagram bio.
Hello, it's Andrew White from Trusty Hogs here, the podcast you're currently listening to.
Obviously, I'm not often on camera, but if you'd like to see my face in person, I'm doing multiple gigs in the run-up to maybe Edinburgh, who knows, but definitely I'm doing previews nonetheless, which are in Glasgow and Leicester and several in London, and they're all on my website, and McCuntleth as well, all on my website, standupandrew.com. Especially, I'd like some support in Glasgow because it's such a far, far away, and I don't know anyone there, so please come to Glasgow and anywhere else you are available to see. It's really hard, isn't it, doing a plug? Come see me, standupandrew.com. Thank you.
The Hogs are going on tour. We have a tour called Road Hogs. We're taking our live podcast show to cities near you, we hope. Come check us out. You can find out more about tickets on linktree.com/trustyhogs.
Or trustyhogs.com/tour.
Hi. Olga! We have the same hair color. We're wearing the same top. We're wearing the same perfume. What's that about?
You guys, and I've got the same top as well, but yay, no one wants me to be. I'm a twiplet.
A twiplet?
Yay. A twiplet.
What's that? A triplet, but a twin.
Let's do that thing. I'll count to three, and then you say what you're thinking. We just did this in the Patreon, and it worked out really well.
All right.
One, two, three.
You're Khloe Kardashian and OJ Simpson's actual father. But we're all sisters.
Oh my god.
But we're Kim and Courtney, so like our dad is Rob Kardashian, but you're like also a sister, but your dad is OJ.
They're
Simpson.
Both bad dad options. Like, but if
Khloe is adopted.
Yeah.
Or like OJ Simpson's kid. Right, wait for this. How the fuck does Tatum look just like Rob? That is really deep Kardashian's knowledge.
Is Tatum which I feel like Khloe's son?
Tatum is Khloe's son. Uh-huh. He's only a baby.
Looks
and
so like brother Rob.
Everyone comments how much he looks like little Rob Kardashian.
So much.
But all children look like other children.
Is like a specific face. This is like such a spec face.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out the fact that they would plastic surgery their own child.
But then
to get rid of the OJ rumors.
But they would have gotten rid of the Rob for sure. Just like they've tried to actually do with Rob.
I am excited with the Kardashians to see how aging goes. Like if one of them, like if it's Courtney is so natural.
Be wild.
If she's so natural, she just let it all go? Will she just go gray? Like, because she believes in just like natural, herbal, not putting anything toxic in her body. Like, do it.
There is a fabulous way to do it.
You don't think that she's put anything in her face?
Never.
Courtney. Mm.
No, behave. I think this is recent. I think the vegan stuff is recent. Surely she did lots of stuff before.
She definitely has, and she's definitely had some filler and some Botox.
Do you think she's had a brow lamination?
You gotta stop.
I've had my brows laminated yesterday.
Yes.
Do you want to feel them? They're really crispy. They're crispy.
They're so crunchy.
Where'd you get them?
Down the road from me.
That's interesting. And the direction was your choice?
I didn't know what it was. I booked it just for like banter. Like I was a bit confused.
She booked it with a facial and they had to call her and be like, no, baby girl, you can't wet your face and then have a facial and then have this. What are you talking about?
So it ended up being a split appointment with me spending like a couple of hours in prep in between.
Just to fill it. Wow.
And Richard Owoyade, he came into the prep when I was in there.
Oh, I would thought he was getting his eyebrows laminated as well. And I was like, cutie.
Me and all the comics just lined up. Olga, while I've been having my brows laminated and Catherine's been cutting her hair, where have you been this week?
Well,
oh my god,
mere hours ago I was at Disneyland Paris. Thank you very much. Yes.
Hours ago? You've come from the air, from the train?
No, hours. I mean, I came in last night.
Whoa, did you have a good time?
Time of my life.
24 hours, 48 hours in Disneyland before Christmas?
36, I would say. So we arrived first thing in the morning.
Holy
check
shit.
In, get in. Two rides. Just
did you use Bell Services or did you... Bell Services is where you leave your luggage at the hotel when you can't check in yet and still enter the park.
Well, our suitcases were so light that we didn't need to.
You took them into the park with you?
The second day, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
we
God.
We were thinking about it. Then we went to Pimp Kitchen where everything is either too big or too small because you're Ant-Man. So we had giant pretzels and giant hamburgers and tiny little hot dogs.
That's
cute.
So fun. Yeah.
It was inedible. What? All food at Disneyland Paris is so bad.
No, it's not.
It's some of the worst food I've ever
Even
had.
At Chez Remy?
Horrific.
Really? I've
is
never
it?
Gone to Chez Remy.
No, it's inedible.
I've seen you eaten at every location. May I say, anything. By which I mean we were in Scandinavia together, and they'd be like, meat soup, and Olga would be like, yes, please, meat soup.
Meat soup, meat soup, meat soup.
And then the soup would come and Olga would, yeah, so happily. I've never seen anyone devour a cream-based meat soup.
Oh,
with
wait,
such
what?
Blind, like lack
I'll
of
cur-
a complete blind lack of curiosity, and just like mum, 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 mum. And also my favorite thing about you is when you're eating, you don't focus on like not there's no other focus. It's all food, baby.
No.
Me too. And then so the fact that you're saying it's inedible, I believe you.
Oh, I was like, I'll still eat it, but
oh,
even,
you still ate it?
Even in, for my standards, and I eat the way that like Looney Tunes just like devour
yeah.
a supper.
Yeah.
I still
no,
can't.
I've sat with you, yeah. Just to check.
I love it so much though, because I'm exactly the same, except I have more questions about the food initially, whereas
no,
you're like
but French nothing. Food in general is bad, and everyone talks about
whoa.
It being good.
Whoa.
It's bad. It's
what?
Genuinely
that's not
bad.
What Olga said.
It is.
That
it
is not what
it's
Olga said.
It's the whole country.
No, it's all it butter. Is. It's all grains.
No, apart from the boulangeries, like apart from that, their restaurants, it's just oil. And
you don't want a coq au vent?
What are you talking about?
A coq au vent.
Their duck is divine.
No. I like my duck crispy.
Oh, what? No. Confit duck is fucking heaven.
What's it when it's confit?
It's cooked in its own fat. Oh, fuck. It's so
no.
good.
French food is delicious.
What are you talking about?
I
what's
will
the...
say that I think we don't give Spanish food enough credit. We're
hell
always like Italian,
yeah.
French, Italian,
hell
French. And then
yeah.
you go into a tapas
Spanish.
Place and you're like, whoa.
I agree.
But French
agree.
Food is technically, because like, you know, everyone talks about like French cooking being the best cooking in the world. It's not the food is the best. The cooking is the best because their produce is so bad that they had to come up with loads of ways of cooking stuff. So that's why everyone says French cooking is way more advanced than
and
Italian
like
cooking.
Various sauces
but Italian produce is so, so much better. So the only thing, like, it's just not good food. And the people are fucking trash.
Oh my God, this escalated into anti-French sentiments
I
so much.
I hate it.
Wow.
I don't. More. Paris, we were there together. It's beautiful. And I will have like 5 croissants. But I don't want to go sit in a restaurant.
Oh,
and oil and sorry. Some sort of like vaguely cooked meat while
French.
Someone's rude to me. I don't think so.
Pardon. Soup l'oignon is amazing.
Is that French onion soup?
So fucking good. Mm. It's so good.
Yeah, but whenever I think of French onion soup, I always think of my friend Francis, who's had French onion soup twice in their life and both times had gas so bad.
Okay, I
like
did that to
so
myself.
Bad.
I ate half a cabbage last week. And honestly,
yeah.
okay.
You ate half a cabbage.
Okay, can I?
Raw or cooked?
So I subscribe to Oddbox. Mm-hmm. I do the
don't
Oddbox mini.
Yes,
and
very
I love
good.
The Oddbox because.
Is there a mini?
Yeah, yeah, a
I
mini.
I should go mini.
Just for me. And then for me, it's like Supermarket Sweep or whatever it's called, or like Master Chef or Iron Chef when they give you a box and then you have to create. For
yes.
me, it's like a challenge every week.
Yeah, I agreed.
And so I got to the end of the
how
week
you use it
and
up?
I got a cabbage and I was
what
like.
What kind of cabbage are you talking?
Just like a regular.
Hispy, heart, like what? White, red?
White, I believe. And I just...
What shape was it?
Round.
Okay.
And so I cut it up in tiny little pieces, made a hash with like potato and... And then I ate the whole thing. And then... Two of the worst days of my life. To the point where, you know when
you can't eat half a cabbage and not expect
guys,
to get gas.
Guys, no, you don't understand.
Like
it was,
skirt lifting.
It was, I put on a really thick, puffy jacket.
Oh!
Wait. The way that like Snoopy does in that cartoon. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
where it's like a little
yes.
igloo on top of him. So I was like on public transport, like, surely I'm safe. I was not safe. I thought I was Dutch ovening myself. And even the thick jacket, the goose feathers couldn't hold it in. It was unbearable.
You're gonna be like, I opened it and bam.
Oh,
I didn't need to. I didn't need to, Catherine.
Whoa.
It permeated.
Yeah, the thick
whoa.
Jacket.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Don't be, we love that sort of stuff here.
Holy shit.
It was like once I realized that it didn't fear the thick jacket, I knew that I was never gonna be safe.
Oh my god.
The cabbage
god.
Hash sounds nice though.
It sounds so delicious. And I also love a coleslaw made with cabbage at home. Divine.
Oh my god. Cabbage
yes,
is just delicious.
Cabbage, carrots, mayonnaise, salt, loads ooh. Of pepper, some
tiny
sunflower
sugar.
Seeds. Don't mind if we do, but don't leave it too long or it's going to get all wet.
We don't like that. No.
I never buy cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage yum, is
I fucking
like
love
ever.
Cabbage. I love cabbage so much.
Cabbage is great. Or then when you do that thing where you just char it on the one side and it gets a little
with
little
her
burnt.
Hispy cabbage?
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
it's good.
I would love you to come over and do a little lesson with me and Sunil.
I would love to do that.
That would be great.
A miso drizzle
oh,
on your hispy
don't
cabbage?
Get me
oh,
truly, I think miso has place everywhere.
I agree. Put like it in everything.
Yeah.
In a
oh, that's why I
feel
about mayonnaise.
Yes.
Oh,
yep. Put it in broths.
Yeah, heaven.
Why
heaven
not?
On
why
earth.
Why are we making broths? Like, why are we making... What are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm so excited because we finally have
war?
A Catherine in the studio. We got a Catherine in the studio. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'll let you ferment things yourself.
I've been known. We all went through lockdown. Yeah, sure.
Who pickled?
Have you ever been to a Pilates class?
Of course
I've been to a Pilates.
Catherine,
I finally feel at home.
Very similar.
I know. I finally feel so happy. She was mocking me so hard before you got here. For being myself. It was, you're good, clean, old-fashioned bullying. And it's so nice to have another in the... It's like, yay.
This is making me feel really nervous for all of us to be in Australia together next year.
Why?
Because I feel like it'll be you two doing a Pilates class. No. And then having a miso broth.
Yeah.
And then just me...
Aren't we living in the same house, you and I?
I think we're going to be separate from everyone else. It'll just be the two of us.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I'm
it's
okay going to
be
that.
Very simple. There's an FS8 in Australia. Olga and I will get up. We'll do our Melbourne Pilates class. Olga will already know what the best place for brunch is. We'll meet you there. Then we'll do an activity that Olga's planned. Yep. Then we'll eat at a lunch place I pick. Yep. And then we'll all go do our shows. We'll have had a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounds like the ideal life.
Olga does pick really nice places to eat.
Yeah.
We did an ice cream tour of Sydney.
Fuck yes.
We're going to have a lovely
incredible.
Time.
Fuck, it's the best donut place ever is in Melbourne. I can't wait to take you. We're going to have the best
donut.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm. And then we're going to really get acquainted with Australian wines to the point where we have a favorite by the end of the trip.
I'd love to do it. We can also do, I can drive so we can do a vineyard.
Oh like God, that Australian wine bar you took us to on the last night in Perth with little Joshy Pugh.
Yeah. But that was just the one time. I say we like really get to know the local wineries.
I'm into that. Yes, please.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
See? I remember Phil Wang.
Activities, Mom. It's nice.
I think.
Olga knows this. I can only join her for half the activities that she plans.
Oh, yeah, but I'm okay with that.
No one.
I would say me too. I don't drink enough water for your level of energy, but I will be up for working out.
She is an egg whilst walking to ensure that she's got the energy for the third gallery of the day.
I do actually really respect the hell out of
it. I love free walking tours. Free walking tours is my shit.
Oh my God, we should do a walking tour. I'd love to. Also, you can do like
a ghost tour, you know, like.
But you
can
do all kinds of walking tour. We could do a ghost tour. We could do a feminism tour. We could do a queer history tour. We could do.
Not doing a feminism tour.
We could do like. I'm sure.
Are you doing Brisbane as well?
No, God.
Okay, when we're doing Brisbane, we're going to Warner Brothers World. They have a Scooby-Doo roller coaster.
This is different. That I will always be at a theme park. That is different.
Scooby-Doo roller coaster.
That's cool as hell.
Sorry, I just want to contextualize why I just randomly said the words Phil Wang 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Did you?
Phil Wang.
Did you? I didn't even hear it. What's that about? Is that a weird erasure I've done? What's that? You
I believe
just said,
his mastermind subject was wineries of New Zealand. And really? I think basically that's what I want, where I want us to get to at the end of Melbourne.
What would your mastermind topic be?
American pie. And I'm looking for something a little more classy. What was yours? You did
mine
it.
Was Vita Sackville West.
Huh?
A like polyamorous queer writer.
Okay, that's very cool. Yeah. That's very cool.
But she was also like super problematic and like very classist. But she was with Victoria Woolf or Victoria Woolf. Whoa, Virginia Woolf. Who the fuck's Victoria Woolf? Virginia Woolf for a while.
Have you been to the estate in Sussex?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
It's absolutely exquisite.
It's fucking crazy.
It's absolutely exquisite.
It's
the
so
gardens
good.
Are amazing.
It's so
I actually went and told them I was doing the mastermind, that as my mastermind topic, and they gave me zero special treatment and I respect the hell out of that. They were like, cool.
I've been to
and
Sussex.
I was like, I am not the first woman to tell you this. And they were liars, but I'm the real mastermind. I was like, no, I really am. And they were like, mm-hmm. Yes, Sissinghurst is beautiful.
I think I'm talking about something else. I'm talking, is it the one in Essex, in the south? What is it? What's the one in Lewis?
It's now confirmed it's not Sissinghurst.
But I want to go there. You
it's really good.
You should go to Sissinghurst, though. It's
I will go to Sissinghurst.
It's so gorgeous.
Helen, do you want to go to Sissinghurst with me?
I have literally no interest.
Sissinghurst. Right, it's so good. The history is phenomenal. And it's like both of them were having queer affairs all the time.
Yeah.
Although you know which day trips you take me on. You take me to see animals.
Yes, I'm going to take you to Warner Brothers World and I'll take you on the Scooby-Doo roller coaster.
Yes.
I drove by Bird World the other day. Bird
I'm going.
I drove by it because I'm Helen. Oh my God, I hate when I confuse you and Ellen. Ellen and I went to the New Forest and we saw wild ponies and wild
pigs. That's my county!
Heaven! Wow. So we were coming back through Fleet Services and so Helen...
As you should.
Helen did receive a message.
Obviously received a message from Ellen being like, looks like we made it. And then we saw it and I thought of you.
Bird World with the Terry Pratchett Owl Parliament.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Bird,
and
bird,
a dino bamboo maze. Taking Sunil for his 43rd in January. Very
what's
excited.
Your mastermind subject?
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been asked.
I think it's probably been done.
Even though I did watch University Challenge the other night with Sunil.
Get
10.
Fuck, well done.
No, 10. And I was like, but I said, oh, well, I'll put on an easy episode. And he was like, they're all the same. And I'm like, you, it is, you handicap like in golf, right? You're not going to give Oxford and Cambridge the same question as you're giving Loughborough and Hull. Like, that's mental, right?
No, Helen,
and he was
they
like,
do.
No, it's the same question. No, you have to handicap it like golf.
No,
surely.
Helen,
that's
do.
Not fair.
You forget that the people who get on their university challenge teams in their universities are the smartest people in their university.
Oxford Brookes. Oxford Brookes. Like, I know I didn't go to university, but...
But today,
sorry, one
but
second.
Neither did they. Come on.
Brooks. And I know this because my cousin Sophie sounds a bit thick and she went to actual Oxford, but she'd be like, I went to Oxford, and everyone goes, oh, Brooks. And she's like, no, no.
The amount of people who do say they went to Oxford and it is Brooks, though, and you're like,
do people do that?
Oh my God.
There's
no
way.
Have you never worked in marketing? Let me tell you, all of those women say Oxford and you're like, oh, okay, great. Get it, girl. But
no
then I obviously immediately Google, and it is Brooks.
You're the worst.
Sorry, if somebody can't attach an attachment, and it's fine. Am I trash?
No.
You started
tell us. Tell us more about Sissinghurst.
Beautiful. And by the way, wait till you watch my mastermind where I completely implode. I also didn't go to Oxford and I'm terrible at quizzes and terrible at television quizzes, and I completely freak out under pressure. They're like, what... fish goes on pizza, and I'm like,
anchovy,
sardines. I lost my mind. I like was answering questions like questions ago. I'd be like, oh my God, I was awful.
But did you win?
No.
Oh,
no.
Have you never seen me on a TV quiz?
But don't they like make it easy for celebrities?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
I know. Okay. I came last on House of Games.
I still think you picked a really hard subject.
I did well on my
subject.
I did well on my special.
So like, okay. That would have taken so much time to research. Then do like obscene general knowledge learning would have been tricky.
Which fish goes on a pizza?
Yeah, anchovy.
Why is that being asked of you?
Oh, because
they think that's an easy question.
Because they make them easier as you get more wrong, I think.
Oh.
Oh, and you got down to what goes on a pizza? I didn't know that.
Listen, if I went to university in Oxford and I didn't, I would have gone to
Brooks.
Brooks.
Brooks, Brooks, Brooks. Shout out to all our listeners that go to Oxford Brooks University. You guys are going to do
the
great.
The worst thing is with me, people would be like, you mean Oxford University? And I'd have to be like, no, Brooks, because people think I'm smarter than I am. I don't know why.
Wait, you didn't go to Brooks though. You went to Trinity.
No, my point is, the general interaction I have with people is that they assume I'm smart and then they have to discover I'm stupid.
But Trinity is the best university in Ireland. What the fuck are you talking about?
No!
You know, I was very good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good university.
I should say I was very good.
Good for you, Catherine. Good for you! Hey! Hey now! Hey! That's great! With all of your OCDs and your mental stuff, like, that's amazing you go into a big university.
And I really floundered there
well
because of my
done.
Mental illness.
Well done, hey,
no,
pound
I'm not
it.
Not going to fist pound
okay.
you on that one. What I will say is this. I was
I'm really pleased. I'm proud as punch.
I was really good at school because it's spoon feeding and I had OCD, so I hated the way the books were formatted, so I would write them out again so that they were just in black and white. And
you rewrote books?
Yeah, I rewrote the book so that I didn't have to look at
the... She was super popular.
No, I wasn't. I had no friends. And
that's where you got all your wrist work from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, so what's wrist work?
For the lesbianism.
Oh, it's a gay
and so,
thing, okay.
And my girlfriend the other day was like, oh my God, remember when you were so embarrassed of your mom? And I was like, oh no, I remember my mom being slightly embarrassed of me. And I was like, oh wow, I was a tragic teen. But anyway.
At the best university in Ireland.
No,
so who else went
but
there?
But then I got
Sally Rooney.
Sally, oh, from normal people.
Yeah.
Good for
normal,
you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I should say that
Breed Kirby, your agent.
Yeah, I knew Breed
went
there.
I should say that when I went there, I then was terrible. I imploded completely.
Which
did
major?
Like Oscar Wilde and stuff go
History.
There?
And then you did drama school after that.
I did theatre at night at the Gaiety, and then I went to I did an MA at Central. I could really multitask. I had a full-on mental breakdown. I went from a mental institution to drama school, and they were not different enough.
Ooh.
A lot of people thinking things they could easily
For
say.
Anyone who wants more context on that, watch Girl Interrupted, yeah. Starring Angelina Jolie.
What monologues did you do to get into drama school?
Great question. I did Merry Widows and...
The Merry Wives of Windsor.
No, Merry Widows.
Who's that?
Am I losing my mind?
No, we're just
that's
dumb.
That's a Shakespearean play, right? No, it's a Jacobean play. It's a Jacobean play.
Oh, okay. It's probably a Marlowe.
Is it Merry Widows?
It's probably a Marlowe.
Am I losing my mind? Why do you make me... This is why I'm not smart, because everyone's like, you're wrong. And I'm like, okay, am I? Yikes, I just gaslight myself. And I can't remember my modern monologue. Gosh, what was it?
What would yours be, Helen?
Modern Monologue. Probably Elwood's in the courtroom.
The musical, though.
Yeah. Because we know you cannot get your hair wet for at least 24 hours, which means you would have had to find her with the gun in her hand to make your story plausible.
Yeah!
Which means I didn't mean to shoot him. I thought it was you walking through the door.
You're doing every character.
Yeah.
Well, oh just Ellen God. Chutney.
That suit with the newspaper coverage on it, the black and white suit in the film, is fucking everything.
That Brooke Wyndham was.
Yeah. It's everything. No, but I don't remember what my modern monologue was. Sorry. But a man.
What would you do now?
Now? Aaron Brockovich, obviously.
Ooh.
Yeah, of course.
I like that.
Just to get to play it. Sure.
Which part of Aaron Brockovich?
Her
at
big
the beginning.
Monologue about the. When she remembers all their phone numbers and then she goes through all the victims. You've seen Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, I have. It is I can't find a single play called Merry Widows.
Or I might do the Kevin moment from the from Home Alone.
Just that one. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Really easy to remember, but an iconic performance.
No. One word. Yeah. I had a one-word audition, a self-tape the other week, and I didn't get it. I couldn't say
you
one.
Didn't get it?
I couldn't say one word well. And the word was Mom. That's
oh, so it wasn't plausible.
Mom!
Couldn't do it!
Wait, what would you.
I can't act.
If you were auditioning for drama school.
Yesterday I got turned down for a job because I'm not Gen Z.
Why would you audition for it?
I didn't. They asked me for the meeting! They asked me for the. Fuck you both!
I think they brought her in because they thought she'd be right for it, saw her up close, and went, nah, let's leave it at that.
That's I look insane. Younger than my years. It was obviously my attitude.
It must
Helen.
Be a filter on Instagram or something.
No, my face was fine. It was my vibe that was old.
Mm. Well, should we hear from Olga what her modern, what your modern monologue would be?
I'd do the Gone Girl one. Cool girl. What? Waxes her pussy raw. Come on, Rosamund Pike.
Yeah,
Gone Girl.
So good.
I mean, I've seen the film. I don't remember
the
monologue.
Okay, so then when she disappears, there's like a voiceover of her talking about how she like he can't believe that he's cheating on her because she's like she created
she's
this
Amy,
cool girl.
Cool Amy,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then
amazing Amy.
Yeah, and even if cool girl gets cheated on, even though she like kept herself a size zero and ate burgers and drank beer, and he still cheated on her. Fuck man, fuck him. He doesn't deserve to be happy. But the monologue is so good. At some point, I remembered it by heart. And I would wake myself up and say it in the mirror every day. So I think it's still somewhere in there.
That sounds cool and normal. Nice.
I thought I was in the same place.
Were you well? No, you are.
Cool
and you are.
Girl.
Cool
Do you
girl.
All want to audition next year for fun?
You think we're not auditioning at the moment?
Should we know? Should we all?
There's no audition I didn't know about.
Should we all audition for? Let's all audition for RADA next
let's
year.
Let's do it.
Like genuinely.
Oh, school, yeah. I'd love to.
And like, let's wear like hidden cameras on like our like on like a little badge or something.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let's see who gets
yes.
in.
Yes.
I think we're yes. all. I think we're all full be. Scholarship. Yeah, and my classic, I'll do to be or not to be. Bit of Hamlet. That's what I'd do. No, I know what my classic would be. I would do. Ready for this? Well, obviously, I'm Bow School of Drama and worked for the National Theatre, but I would do Joan Lapucelle from Henry VI, Part 1. It is when Joan of Arc is, she's facing her sentence.
She's like 17.
And she's, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And yep, she's yep, facing yep. her sentence, and then she's like going in between being like, I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. I'm not like I am. I'm like, and she's all confused. And I think I'd do that wonderfully. That, and then Elwood's and Chutney. Don't you shake your little Prada pump at me, sweetie.
Yes. Gender swap for the win. The Merry Wives is a fucking play, right?
The Merry Wives of Windsor. Yeah.
Okay, then what am I thinking? What is the Widows?
The Witches of Windsor.
Jacobean Widows play.
The Merry Wives of Windsor.
What's no, the, what's the
it was Jacobean.
Called? Charleston. Yeah. Charleston Estate. That's what it's called. Thank you so much. No.
The Widow.
No, it was a Jacobean. I'm going to go home and find it on my shelf and be like,
it might have been an Irish thing.
No.
The Puritan or the Widow of Watling Street.
No.
Can I tell you a crazy
I'll
thing
come
about
back
Charleston?
To you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vanessa
the
Bell.
The dance or the place?
No. The place. So Vanessa yes. Bell, Virginia Woolf's sister, had a husband who was like, whatever, right?
Yes.
He just kind of allowed her to be herself.
Is this the one I read the book of? The Virginia Woolf, she wrote that essay about like women throughout the years, like women novelists that I read. Is that her?
I don't know.
The one with the nose in the film.
Yes, that's Virginia Woolf. Yeah. That's her Virginia sister, Vanessa Bell, had lived in Charleston with her husband. They had a few children.
North Carolina.
No. Sussex? Sorry, I'm so sorry. So basically, she had a gay best friend. He also was famous, also had a name. I don't remember. Duncan something? I don't remember. Anyways, so she.
Who needs queer history?
She. No, if it's a man, I don't care. I remember Vanessa Bell's and Virginia Woolf's names.
Nice.
So Vanessa Bell had a gay best friend who also visited. She had a baby with that gay best friend. She like decided to sleep with him as a laugh. And she got pregnant from that. The one time they had sex with each other.
It would be fun
for fun. But then she, but then she told everybody, including the daughter, that she is the husband's daughter, not the gay best friend's.
Oh,
are
dear.
We following?
I yeah, am. We're
the
with
gay
you.
Best friend at the time had a boyfriend who was a little younger. Tee hee ha ha! Everybody's having fun with each other. Later on, the daughter is convinced that she is her dad's daughter.
Oh my god!
Starts dating the boyfriend
I
and
knew
marries
this. I did
the boyfriend.
This.
Isn't that the craziest yes. thing in the world? No one told her, and then she found out, and she was like, "I'm sorry, I am now married to my biological father's ex."
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
I did
wild?
Know that. I was like, "This is getting so close to information I do know," and there it is.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Isn't that wild?
We must tell our children who their biological parents are.
We must.
Because that, honestly, is almost best case scenario.
It really is. You're right. You're that, she's yeah. not wrong.
People end up marrying their siblings all the time, every day.
Yeah.
Every day in Britain, someone marries their sibling.
And my brother won't date me. What?
Every day.
Wait, what?
And it
what?
Is a pandemic in itself.
No, listen, I
every
think you're making
day.
A very...
Should we do a problem? Because I feel like this is getting really...
Every
this
day in
Britain.
Yes, I'd love to.
But thank you for History Corner, Olga.
I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, and I've loved learning about Sissingham.
No, Sissinghurst and Charleston.
Sissinghurst and Charleston. Somewhere I cannot wait to visit in the new year, along with the Royal Wisley
places.
Gardens.
Two separate places.
No, I actually would like to go. Can you take me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, have a sausage roll.
Charleston, I'd love to go to. We can go together.
Have a sausage roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. We can visit my dad.
No, thank you. Let's go.
Well, two things. Wait,
I'm so sorry, Andrew. It's just because we haven't had Olga on since episode 3 and I just forgot. What kind of advice do you think you give?
Oh, God, what kind of advice? Toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Also, my favorite thing about you is that before you give the advice, you hypothesize about an even worse case scenario than I've already made the counterfactual. So I'll be like, whoa, we are dealing with a much worse situation than I am. And then you're like, here's my solution. And I'm like... Nothing can save me except you. It's really impressive.
You could be marrying your dad's
yeah,
boyfriend.
Exactly. And that would be the best case scenario.
It really is.
So we work from there. Andrew.
Well, that was one of the things, asking Olga. Some widow plays. The Widow. The Widow's Tears. The Duchess of Malfi. Women Beware Women. Pity She's a Whore.
Tis Pity She's a Whore is the full title there.
It just says Pity She's
Andrew,
a Whore.
Andrew, I said tis. I will check it on my shelf when I get home and get back to you.
Oh, sorry. I see.
No, that's Catherine's fine. Wrong. I don't remember. My memory's terrible.
Okay.
But I spoke to a doctor and I'm not menopausal, so it's not that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
I was really worried about it. I think it's my medicine for my crazy brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's making my brain bad.
This is actually, we do a clarification, a corrections corner, actually.
Yeah. Oh, great. Do we?
Yes. So last episode with Gary Bryan, we had a trans male listener who was worried that going on testosterone would make them go through the menopause. We have had somebody comment to correct that is actually a myth.
Is it?
Yes. And people can go on testosterone, transition, and then pause tea and still have children afterwards. So it's not the be all and end all. I think that's a very important thing to just clarify on pod.
That's a really good clarification.
Yeah.
So you can take testosterone, but then you can pause it if you want to use like the biological female aspects. Of
yes.
Interesting.
And there's a documentary by Freddie McConnell called Seahorse, which is all about it.
Oh, Seahorse.
Yeah. That's such a good name as well.
I love that. That's a great name.
That's clever because the male seahorse is the ones that get pregnant.
And because they can change gender.
Can they?
Yes.
Thank you
crazy
to Rosie Jones
there,
for that
it?
Comment.
Oh, wow.
Thank you to...
Rosie Jones, not the Rosie Jones.
Thank you to Rosie Jones.
Yeah. our queer lord and saviour. Please. Amazing. Thank you, Rosie. Go on, Andrew. Give Olga a problem.
Speaking of queer lords and saviours, hopefully you can save this queer person. Yeah.
You liked it. It was nice. Smooth. As butter.
Yeah. This is from... this is from M.
Hi, Em. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
M says, I'm currently living abroad in a slightly homophobic country where I have been forewarned against public homosexuality.
Oh no.
I laughed it off mostly and as a chronic singleton assumed it wouldn't come up. But I've started seeing a girl quite seriously and she recently expressed in a very respectful way that she wonders why I'm sort of ignoring her advances and whether I'm okay with being touched, / kissed, / held hands with in public. I am worried about stares from other people and feeling safe here, but it also feels mean to sort of pass off her entire country as homophobic when I know that 100% isn't the case. Any advice? I love your podcast, by the way. It's getting me through living abroad. Cheers, M, 20-year-old uni student.
I think fuck on the street and then me holding hands, you won't feel anything about it because you've already fucked. Would you not say that?
You've really never been a subject of this, have
probably
you?
Go to the extreme and then just sort of like wind back from there. Do you know what I reckon? Okay. Like, you're not going to feel awkward holding hands after you've done a rim job, you know what I mean? So what country?
It doesn't say.
Oh, no, there's no country where that's cool.
Come on!
No,
Las Vegas?
The climate allows you to have a rim job in the street.
What climate would you... Oh, like a really hot one?
Yeah,
it'd be too wet, wouldn't it? Yeah. Have to have a towel each, and then you're fucking packing the whole day out. Yeah, it'd be mad. Yeah, hand towel, though, that seems scary.
Well, I'm glad we came up with that solution.
Yeah.
I am just anybody describes themselves as a chronic singleton when they are 20 years old, Em. You're just young. You're a young girl. You're a young woman.
But you never know. Look at me. It can happen. Be careful.
No, you got to watch it, obviously.
Yeah,
if you haven't had a public
rim
job by the time you're 22, then you are a fucking spinster.
No, I've had a public rim job. I'm not a moron.
No, of course. And so that's why I still have hope for you. But Olga?
Why me?
Do you have any thoughts on this?
Do I have any thoughts on this?
Exactly. Why me? It wasn't... because you're Russian. Go.
No, that's literally what I'm imagining as a person who grew up in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense to me that you would be hesitant. It also makes sense to me that you wouldn't want to negotiate with terrorists and sort of please people who are actively homophobic in not being outwardly gay. So my... only piece of advice is to have a frank and open conversation with your partner about this.
Agreed. That's really good advice.
Yeah, because right now it sounds like she's taking it personally when in fact the reason isn't personal.
And also it seems like you are worried about offending her culturally more than like speaking to her, I think, quite openly. And I think what you can say is what you have said in that message, which is so well articulated, which is that you were pre-warned, which has put you on... like into a hypervigilant state. And you can check with her, A, if that rings true, given she's a queer person who's lived there and presumably has more experience. B, if it's safe to challenge that. C, if you as a pair feel comfortable taking on that burden. And then also you can reassure her of your actual sentiment and feeling towards her, even if you decide to continue being making a choice about safety. Then you can at least be like, it's no, it's
buy
no
pepper spray. And then if someone's ever rude, you can just spray them.
Right.
Then it's you've got the solution if it does happen.
I think it's the problem is you can't pepper spray, say, par exemple, the police or like a very big aggressive man, maybe who's bigger than you. And
it really blinds them.
No, sure. It's like a case of who are you subject to in this situation?
Yes.
Honesty is the best policy.
I say that too.
Apart from when you're cheating, never tell.
Yeah, don't tell.
They don't need to know.
It's not worth it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, you should.
No, because you're not telling them because you care about them. You're telling them so you don't feel guilty. So it's really selfish. To
like
tell
Rihanna,
them.
Yeah, unfaithful. Because he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him inside to know that I am happy with some other guy.
Exactly that.
I can see him dying. Shout out Rihanna.
Shout out Rihanna, indeed, girl. If you're listening, hey. Hi.
Could you imagine?
Thanks for listening.
Could you imagine?
Thanks. You did so good at the Super Bowl.
Pregnant too.
Yeah.
Did you do it this year?
No, last... Come on, you know this. Last year.
Last year.
Wasn't that last year she
had
one?
Yeah, this year was like rap royalty.
I know who's doing the Super Bowl
year. What are you picking at? While you look at me, stop it, please stop it. Oh. Full eye contact while you pick it. That is like a no-go for me. Sorry, just I couldn't cope. Like, don't touch it with your fingers. Don't look at me while you do it.
Olga's lived with me. Can you tell her that I'm not gross? Can you tell her I'm not gross?
A word from our sponsor. her granddad invented Zavarix, so this is...
And still. And still here we are.
Thank you so much to Olga Cook.
Olga Cook, everybody. Cabbage Queen.
Olga, can you tell us all about your wonderful new podcast and your wonderful tour and everything else that you're doing that's so sick?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This really does feel like home. my name is Olga. Yes. You can find everything that I'm doing at rockandrollga.com, which is my
rock
website. I am on tour. I'm going all over the United Kingdom as well as Australia and New Zealand. I also just started a podcast in this very studio produced by the very lovely Andrew and godmothered by the Trusty Hogs ladies.
Thank you.
It's called Family Jewels, and me and my best friend of the world, Charlie Dinkin,
who's also been on the podcast. We all know Olga and Charlie.
And directs our comedy shows.
There you go.
She's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Grill guests about their family history, and the very first episode is with Helen Bauer, and phew, there are some secrets uncovered.
I'm telling you, that skeleton is someone he murdered. And we'll leave it there.
Okay, amazing. Family Jewels, and what's your tour show called?
It's called Prawn Cocktail.
Woohoo!
And I guess so in Australia good. It's going to be Prawn Cocktail on the Barbie.
It's genuinely...
Can you imagine?
That would be so good. Genuinely one of my favourite shows that I saw at the Edinburgh Fringe. It was incredible.
It is fucking so good. Brilliant,
it's
this show.
So good.
It's so funny.
Catherine saw it and Helen lived it.
And saw it.
That's nice. It's good to get a recap.
I saw it and lived it. I decided to do the double.
That's important. Everyone, give it up for Olga Cook.
Yay! Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and Madeline Quinn.
And thank you also to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Balls, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay Graham, Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Worth, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Sport, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony.
Why won't you separate them?
Kerry Sooth, Charlie...
I can't believe you did it 2 weeks in a row. Sorry, keep going. I believe in you. Sorry to the producers.
Kerry Sooth, Charlie A, KC, Haley Worf. Thank you all so much!
Yay!